This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says that the results of this week's election means that he has a mandate to build a better South Africa for all. However, the ruling African National Congress saw its grip on power weakened as its share of Wednesday's vote declined from a previous election. Glenn Mashini of South Africa's Electoral Commission said that Saturday that ANC captured nearly 60% of the vote.
The majority party in the National Assembly of South Africa will be the African National Congress with 230 seats.
The opposition Democratic Alliance also slipped in the polls, winning almost 21% of the ballots. In the 2014 elections, it won more than 22% of the votes there. Far-left economic freedom fighters in its second national election earned slightly more than 10% of the votes, which is more than EFF received in 2014. Officials in Pakistan say that a group of several terrorists stormed a five-star hotel Saturday near the China-operated Arabian Sea port of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The Pakistani military said that security forces quickly encircled the heavily armed assailants in the staircase leading to the top floor, and all guests were safely evacuated in the process. The hotel, located on a hilltop overlooking the deep water massive port, currently is the only such facility available in southwestern Port City and often hosts Chinese visitors, among others. The attackers reportedly entered through a gate dedicated for hotel employees. In a statement, the Chinese embassy in Islamabad strongly condemned the terrorist attack. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi movement on Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif port in Hodeidah under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months, reviving hopes for peace efforts to end the four-year war. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina reports.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. A UN report said that if the Yemen conflict were to end this year, it would have killed around 233,000 people, 56% of those being indirect deaths from lack of food, health services and infrastructure.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido told his supporters Saturday at a rally at Caracas that he has instructed his ambassador to the U.S. to contact the U.S. military to pressure President Nicolas Maduro to step down from his post.
Y recibimos con alegría la comunicación.
Saying we've received with joy the communication of President Donald Trump, but also from the different levels, and we have instructed our ambassador to meet with him immediately. And as it was seen through Twitter, with the Southern Command, the Admiral to be able to establish a direct relationship and scope and terms of cooperation. He spoke a day after a Venezuelan court Friday ordered Edgar Zambrano, vice president of Guaido's opposition-controlled National Assembly, to be held at a military facility after being arrested earlier in the week. Zambrano and nine other opposition leaders are under investigation in connection with the failed military insurrection. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called for Zambrano's immediate release, saying his arrest is an attack on the independence of the nation's democratically elected legislative branch. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said Saturday that he intends to accelerate planning to secure the border and bolster the administration's ability to accomplish that without the Pentagon's continuous help. And a visit to the McAllen Border Patrol Station in Texas, Shanahan offered assurances that the Pentagon would not withdraw its military support prematurely. Shanahan told Congress this past week that there are 4,364 military troops on the border, including active duty and National Guard. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.